in Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI has released a photo from surveillance video showing a person of interest in the shooting death of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. ABC's Aaron Katursky says police are also analyzing a high-power rifle found near the campus.
There was a spent cartridge still in the chamber. There were also unspent cartridges, and when they looked at them, they discovered what law enforcement officials described as writing containing transgender and anti-fascist ideology. That's how law enforcement officials described it. We don't know what that means.
The White House chose to move the 9/11 ceremony at the Pentagon today to a more secure courtyard where President Trump delivered remarks. Ceremonies for 9/11 also held in New York City and Pennsylvania today. Hospitals across Gaza Strip say 72 people have died and more than 350 others injured in Israeli strikes in the past 24 hours. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. Flags across the state today are flying at half staff to honor the nearly 3,000 people who died during the 2001 attacks. Governor Evers has declared today as a day of service and remembrance. He's encouraging Wisconsinites to give back to their communities through acts of kindness and by volunteering. Facing a potential acquisition by Slate Aviation, Air Wisconsin is withdrawing from a federal contract, reports the Post-Crescent. The contract was awarded in August to restore air service to two cities in West Virginia and Ohio, even amidst some community pushback. Under the two-year essential air service contract, the airline would have received subsidies from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The withdrawal comes as the airline is expected to lay off over 200 employees later this fall, including about 127 workers at Appleton International. The Packers match up against Washington tonight in prime time. And Lambeau Field has officially achieved wonder status. During a joint announcement with the Green Bay Packers, Travel Wisconsin named the stadium the 11th wonder of Wisconsin yesterday. Lambeau Field is the second largest and oldest stadium in the NFL and is now the largest venue in Wisconsin. Here in Oshkosh, an NYPD veteran and first responder in New York City during 9/11 will speak at the EAA Aviation Museum's annual memorial program tonight. David Norman is a retired detective second grade and veteran of the New York Police Department. He'll speak at the Eagle Hangar at EAA at 7 p.m. tonight. I'm Sholly Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building, yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the mid-50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, upper 70s. Slight storm chance Friday night, 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night, Monday. Currently it's 66.
This is David Rucker with Bank First. When planning to buy a home, it's easy to focus on the monthly mortgage payment. Don't forget about other costs such as property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintenance, and utilities. At Bank First, we're not just here to get you a loan. We're here to ensure you're set up for success as a homeowner. Let's build a plan that makes your future comfortable, not stressful. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's civic media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, federal cuts are threatening food share programs across the country, but one county in Wisconsin is working to keep them alive. Wisconsin Watch journalist Bennett Goldstein is our guest. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people. This is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, every once in a while, we take a break from politics and do something a little bit of fun. And if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know that I'm a semi-has-been retired violinist that loves music of all kinds. And you also may recall that back in February, I attended a fundraiser. And this incredible band played at this fundraiser, and it turned out that they were a girl group that had come together and helped been fostered and mentored by an organization called Girls Rock. Well, we've got them here today. We've got a special episode of this program coming to you from the Cactus Club, just over the bridge to nowhere on the near south side of Milwaukee. Yes, I mean that home bridge. And we're going to be rocking out with a couple of these bands. They just got done with Yes, Band Camp. I went to orchestra camp, arguably more nerdy than band camp. We're going to be meeting with the band members. We're going to hear some of their original music. But of course, folks, I've got to give you a little bit of today's news. Donald Trump back at it again this morning, signing executive orders criminalizing flag burning and eliminating cashless bail. We'll see what the legality of those will bring as legal challenges are certain. Because I know what we all want. Only rich people being able to get out of jail when they're accused of heinous crimes. Us regular folks, well, we're just schmucks. Donald Trump wants to make sure regular folks, though innocent until proven guilty, actually stay in jail pending their trials. Also, the National Guard in Washington, D.C. now armed. I'm sure that's what all those good guardsmen and women imagined when they signed up for the Guard. Helping their fellow neighbors and friends and family recover from national disaster and, oh yeah, engaging in law enforcement, which they weren't trained to do, again, with those same friends and family members. Now, the end knows of their M14s. Boy, it's getting real. Donald Trump also promising today to send more National Guards men and women to Chicago and Baltimore. Weird. Are those black mayors? Yes, I think so. J.B. Pritzker this afternoon, I was listening to his comments in response of the president's threats, quite animated this afternoon, pointing out that 8 of 10 of the nation's top murder states, meaning highest rates of murder on a per capita basis, are what? States entirely controlled by Republicans. Weird. I don't see Donald Trump sending National Guards men and women to any of those states. They are, just by the way, Mississippi, Louisiana, New Mexico, Alabama, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Nevada. And of course, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, has been trolling Donald Trump relentlessly. Have you seen any of these memes? They're basically like the Newsom version of Donald Trump, Truth Social posts and the things that AI generates where he's charging into battle and whatnot. Well, the right has lost its mind, and so Governor Newsom is doubling down. You can now buy Newsom merch with all of these ridiculous Newsom tweets and AI images. I know I'll be surfing the internet after the show looking for that. And don't worry, J.D. Vance is on it, that whole pesky Russia-Ukraine thing. He has announced yesterday on the Sunday news shows that Russia's made concessions. So I was curious. I thought, let me see what these concessions are. That Ukraine will have security guarantees. Well, that would mean that a foreign adversary doesn't violate its sovereign boundaries and come try to take over. So, yeah, that. That they'll have territorial respect from Russia. And that Ukraine will run its own government. Let's see here. Checks notes. Yeah, that would be what being a country is that isn't invaded by Russia in the first place. So I don't get what J.D. Vance calls concessions. Sure sounds like that's what Putin has wanted the whole time over. And oh, yeah, again, what Ukrainians would like, which is Russia back across its boundaries. With that, we've had enough of politics this afternoon. Let's get into the fun stuff. I am so excited to have with me the lady who founded this organization, keeps it running on a shoestring, and helps give girls the chance to rock out. Her name is Mary Joy Hickey. She's the executive director of Girls and Ladies Rock. Welcome to the show, Mary Joy. It's so nice to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie.
Okay, so how did this all come to be? When did Girls Rock start? Who helped get all of this going in addition to you? And what's your purpose?
Sure. So I do need to clarify that I was not the founder of Girls Rock Milwaukee itself.
Okay.
This organization was actually founded back in, the kickoff meeting was on December 12th, 2012, a very memorable day.
Yes.
And that was with Val Lux and Ashley Smith. Val is from Pie Inc. Restaurant Group, so runs Honey Pie, Palomino, Comet Cafe.
You mean Palomino right down the street from this, the Cactus Club here on the near south side? Yes, I love all of her spots.
Yes, like right next door. And then Ashley Smith, who's the owner of the Live and Fine shop in Bayview here.
Very nice.
So they had a kind of a call for interest that December evening. And the summer of 2013 was when the first Girls Rock Camp happened. I remember going to the showcase and just like crying, just tears streaming down my face. It was so powerful. And so there was
what
just,
about it made you cry, Mary Joy?
I think because music had been so important to me in my journey, especially as a youth growing up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, is where I grew up. And music just was always my thing. And it was such, it was what really saved me, I think, as a kid. It provided a sense of confidence. It provided a sense of belonging, and to see that being nurtured and those opportunities created in a way that I didn't have access to growing up in Stevens Point, it was really powerful. And also as powerful was the parents that were reacting of like, I wish this had been around when I was a kid, and the other attendees. So I was one of the co-founders of the Ladies Rock Camp, which then kicked off. Planning happened throughout 2014, and then we had our first camp in January of 2015.
So this has been going on now for Ladies Rock 10 years, and 10 years. For Girls Rock, I don't want to do math on the air, I think 17 and a half-ish, 18. We'll just call it 18. Did I do the math? I'm not doing the math
right. I think
right.
It's 12. Yeah, it's
our
12th camp
season.
I just
added 5 in there. Yeah, again,
let's
math
keep
on
it going.
The radio.
Five more.
Yes, five more. So what is the fundamental driving theory or idea or value or mission that you're trying to accomplish with both Girls and Ladies Rock?
That it's okay to be yourself and to take up space and to use your voice, and that you can learn things and you can collaborate. There's a lot of, I think, leadership development that happens when you have to negotiate a creative project where there's no right answer. This is not like a math question that, you know, that there's a specific way to solve it. You're coming in and you're learning how to channel what your creative perspective is in collaboration with others, and working through the conflict of that, working through the mutual shared decision making, and then not just only for the artistic sake of it, but also for the performance aspect of getting up and doing something brave, something that's hard, something that scares you so much, but then once you do it, it's exhilarating. And if you can do that, what else can you do in your life?
I love that so much there. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a real special show for you all this afternoon. I'm here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side. We're celebrating women in music, specifically through an organization that's been around for nearly 15 years. That's the Safe Calculation. Girls and Ladies Rock. We've got bands here this afternoon. You're going to hear some of their original music. And I'm sitting here with their executive director, Mary Joy Hickey. Of course, a couple of things that I wanted to lift up there, Mary Joy. The first one was the idea of collaborating and sharing ideas and deciding how to proceed when there's no clear answer. Every single manager or business owner out there, anybody who has worked on a team at work, knows that is the dominant framework that we have to move through life. People have different ideas, and we've got to be able to talk about them, weigh pros and cons, maybe try them out, and be flexible, and then work with other people in collaboration. So much more valuable, I think, to do that in a creative and fun enterprise than it might be to learn the right or wrong answer on a test. I love that. And to take up space to be yourself. Tell us a little bit about the band that we're going to hear from in just a few short minutes here. The ladies' names, the young girls' names, and their style of music, and a little bit about the camp that they were just at.
Yeah, so the Girls Rock Camp band that you're going to hear shortly, they're called Concentration 64, and they formed at our Session 1 camp that happened earlier this summer. We have two camp weeks currently, so it's a week long where you come to camp, you are assigned an instrument, you go to instrument instruction, you form a band, you write a song. That's the goal of your camp week, is to write an original song with your band, and then they perform it at a public showcase on the Sunday after the camp week. So for Session 1, that happened back on July 20th at Vivarium on the east side.
Love Vivarium. Great new venue.
Yeah. So you're going to hear the band that closed out our showcase back in July. And so we have Ellis on vocals, Feliz on drums, Elia on guitar, and Ember also on guitar, and then Scout on bass.
So I'm going to be super jealous of all of them, because I was taking violin by the time I was like 6 years old, which is decidedly uncool, very unsexy, and all I ever wanted to do was play the damn bass. And I never got to play bass until I was much older and had already kind of gone way down the rabbit hole of the violin. So I'm super jealous of Scott in a very positive, uplifting way, of course.
Well, Maggie, it's never too late to learn.
Listen, you may find me at your next Ladies Rock Camp for sure. How do they decide on their, we've got a bunch of music, on what kind of song they're going to put together and what they're going to sound like? And do you assign them to the bands?
So I do assign the bands for both our Girls Rock and Ladies Rock camps, and that is one of the factors that I take into account. Assigning the bands is like the most beautiful logic puzzle ever. It's taking into account like the top instrument choice, as well as any special requests for friends, you know, if they want to be in a band with somebody else. But I do also look at, we ask for their top five favorite artists right now. So I do look at like what they're listening to currently. I believe our Ladies Rock application has a question about like, what would you like your band to sound like?
Right.
So that I do weigh that in kind of assigning the bands together to make sure that everyone's getting what they want to out of their
week. I'm going to put like a marker down here, Mary Joy. If I show up at Ladies Rock camp, I want the band sound that is going to be as far away from classical music and jazz as is conceivable. So, and maybe even like a little harder than Melissa Etheridge. Speaking of Ladies Who Rock, was at her show last week. Amazing. Where can people find out more about Girls and Ladies Who Rock and your organization if they themselves or might have a daughter or a friend that might be interested?
Yeah, so we're online at girlsrockmke.org. That's also our social media handle. We just finished our 12th camp season, but if you start following us now, you can look out for upcoming announcements on our camps for 2026, which I'm already starting to work on.
Amazing. We're going to find out more from Mary Joy, where they get the instruments, how do people find out more, all that good stuff. And we are going to finally hear from Concentration 64, their original material that they put together just this summer at fabulous, fun, very cool band camp in the coolest possible way. Concentration 64 coming up. Ella, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, the thing I love most about doing radio is when my special featured guests are so excited, they can't even wait for me to introduce them. We're having a very special, not super political, maybe a little dash show here on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm at the Cactus Club. We're celebrating women in music through an organization called Girls and Ladies Who Rock. These ladies behind me are going to play you an original song that they put together. They just met this summer at Girls Rock Band Camp. This is Concentration 64. Take it away. Go for it, ladies. 64, a brand new band put together this summer at Girls Rock. We've got Girls Rock and Ladies Rock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host this afternoon. Woo! You guys nailed it! Ellis, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia, I am so impressed. Sounded fabulous. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would require school districts to consolidate, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul math instruction. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plan, saying, quote, "We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools," end quote. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the mid-50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, upper 70s. Slight storm chance Friday night. 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night and Monday. Currently, it's 66.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabo.
On the next Nightlight, we make the popcorn pick of the week where we give you a movie suggestion. Then Al Petrelli, guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, joins to talk about upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Don't worry, I'll keep myself from singing along with this great old tune. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I want to first say a big, 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 huge congratulations to the band that was just on stage behind me here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side. We've got a special episode of The Maggie Dawn Show here for you all across the Civic Media Radio Network. We need to take a break from politics. One of the favorite things I like to do when I'm not talking about politics or reading about politics or thinking about politics or dreaming about politics is to hang out with some of my friends and listen to some great tunes and maybe have a nice beverage or two. This afternoon, I'm joined by some brand new friends from Girls and Ladies Rock. It's an incredible organization out of both Milwaukee and Madison that helps foster women's participation in and especially girls' participation in music, specifically rock and roll. You heard on the intro music here, little cranberries. I was getting some cranberries vibes from Concentration 64, the band that we just heard, and Cam from Appleton on the text line saying he's getting a little garbage and Shirley Manson vibes. I totally agree. Very great, amazing original song that we heard from Concentration 64, and we've got one of their band members and her mom with us today. It is Feelies. She's playing the drums, and her mom, Emily. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. Okay, were you super nervous? What was it like, Feelies?
Oh my God, I was so nervous. Like, playing here on the radio was so much different than just playing when we were practicing, like, everything sounded different because they hooked all of our instruments onto electrical devices. We had to wear headphones, and it sounded so much different than I thought it was going to be. But it sounded really great, I'm going to be honest. I was super nervous, though.
It's really something to hear your own music in headphones when you're playing. It's very different. I'm so glad that you got to experience the sense of playing somewhere new and that it sounds different. How was the sound check? How did you guys have to, like, work out some kinks and it going together?
Yeah, we had to do so many things. Like, we had to, turn this up, turn this one down. Oh, can you make this look sound a little different? Like, there were so many little tweaks that we had to do, and it, yeah, there was just, like, a lot of pre-work. I'm glad that we got a lot of time before we had to actually play.
Well, let's give, as you always should as a band, let's give some love to the roadies and the sound crew here. We've got great help from all of our gents from Civic Media. Thank you so much. And thank you to my senior producer, Jamie, making this happen, as well as Jacob on the boards in Racine. That song was called Lore Drop. How long did it take you to write that?
We did it in Girls Rock, which is a camp which you guys talked about. So we had a week to make it, so Monday through Sunday, I believe, but I think we performed it on Sunday.
Yes,
but we did have a week, and when we were making the song, there was different times of the day when we would be making the song or doing our instrument like classes, and it was like a whole, like, it was like school but really fun and about music, and everyone was just really nice and fun and helpful and supportive, and if you had questions, it was like, just please ask anyone. It was
so always great. Feels good, yeah, when you don't have to be afraid to ask. Why the drums?
So throughout my entire life, there was kind of music around me because my mother here, she was always in contact with Girls Rock and Ladies Rock, and she was in a band, and it kind of just inspired me. I had a drum set in my room, so I was kind of just like, it was just kind of normal for me to play music, and like, I always had the guitar and the bass available because that's what my mom played, but she also had a drum set. So I kind of picked up on the drum set. I don't know why it was any different for the drums.
Because banging on stuff is fun.
On stuff is fun for a little kid rather than just playing some little strings. So I think that's why I probably just liked it more.
Very cool. So Emily, Mom Emily, you obviously had some involvement in Ladies and Girls Rock. Tell us about that and why you decided to enroll your daughter as well.
I did. I was a Ladies Rock participant, a camper, I guess. I think their maybe second year ever, a long time ago. And it was, for me, just a fun thing that I thought would be fun for me and my sister, who was visiting from out of state, to do while she was in Milwaukee. And it kind of just turned into so much more. And then I was playing in bands for the next however many years. And I don't know.
And we've got a little music twinkling in from someone's cell phone. We're going to bring another one of the two ladies up. Thank you, Emily, for being here. Just because we've got some limited time, so we're going to say goodbye to Feliz and her mom, Emily. Amazing job on the drums. And we've got, let's see, the lead singer, Ellis, joining us. And you were on guitar, bass. The late Scout, the woman that I'm very envious of now sitting here. Congratulations to you both. Amazing job. What was it like? Let's start for you. You got to literally carry the band with the vocals. So what was this like being on radio and hearing yourself in the headphones?
You know when you see those, like, stupid, like, ASMR videos on TikTok? It's like, you can hear all, like, the T's and the S's pronounced, like, really, like...
Do you feel like you should be enunciating very much so, very specifically?
Yeah, I mean, because it's fun to hear. It's, like, just the sensation of hearing your own voice in, like, kind of a professional sort of...
Yeah,
mix,
professional headphones. Yeah. Professional mix man. Yes, absolutely.
Shout outs.
It's weird. You see recording artists when they're in the studio and singing, right? And they'll pull one of the headphones off because the sound is so different. And for a singer trying to produce it, what was? Did you find it challenging at all, Alice?
I guess not. I'm like, it's kind of weird. I have a lot of experience like singing into microphones and talking into microphones. So I guess, yeah, I guess this one was just really unique because of the mixing and the different effects that were on it. And also the fact that I was really late to sound check, so yes. I just kind of like showed up and
props
they were like, get
for
up
that.
Here.
That's near professional musician. Like, put me on stage and we can roll.
I came from biology class, man.
There you go. This is so much better than bio, I have to say. Now, listen, Scout, nothing happens in a band without damn good drums and bass. Otherwise, the wheels come off the bus. It's just chaos. Mm-hmm. How did you find yourself playing the bass? And when do I get to come slap the bass with you?
Well, you could do that anytime.
Okay, cool.
Basically, when I first started Girls Rock, I wanted to do drums so bad, but it wasn't in the stars, I guess.
Wasn't in the stars. Okay.
So I got bass, and at first I wasn't really happy because I thought it was like, you know, it's like, ooh, it's an okay instrument. But once I actually started playing it, I was like, I like fell in love with it. I was like, this is so cool. Like, this carries the band, and I just like, I've just been dreaming of playing it.
I'm so glad you're digging it. By the way, everybody had a great solo. I heard the little solos very nice. I was particularly jamming out to your little solo earlier in the 6-minute track. What was it like working together as a group to write the song and then get it together so quickly? That's a short amount of time at camp.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I mean, we got it pretty much like we just kept going.
Yeah. Except for both of us.
Yeah. Cool. I'm gonna ask. I'll
All
ask
right,
Scout for.
Scout should go for it.
Yeah.
So you felt like it was pretty organic and like things came together fairly easily.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we all like connected very like very easily, and we just like got a kick starting the whole thing. It was really, really fun.
And for you, Ellis, like lyrics, who is in charge of that? Was it a combo effort? Mm-hmm. All that.
I think I wrote most of the lyrics.
Yeah.
I think Ember did a couple, like, some verses, but
yeah,
I think that it was really cool. Our band leader, her name was Izzy, she was really kind of our, like, stone upon which we built. I don't know how to phrase
it. Glue.
Yeah, she was the glue. but basically we walked in and she was like, so what's something that makes you guys mad? And we were like, what? And so then, like, give it a couple hours and we're all like crying our eyes out. Like,
oh, that's
we're
good.
Just sharing our trauma.
Just immediately.
Like, well, the best actually, art, right, comes from something that's personal, right?
Yeah. We actually had a different drummer at first. She was awesome. But like, she kind of like was being like, I guess, really vulnerable. And
So
she started crying and then I started crying. And we all started crying.
We just all bonded.
Domino
so perfectly.
Crying. Well, you guys started playing and I was almost crying. So next time you're all having a cry fest together, just give me a buzz. We can do some, you know, group type music therapy, which incidentally, folks, I am going to be talking about music as therapy coming up at 5 o'clock with Caitlin Taylor. She's a music therapist with Children's Wisconsin. Right now, we're having a special episode and special discussion right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We are with the band Concentration 64. They had their first live radio premiere of their song Lore Drop in an earlier segment. If you missed that, remember you can find all of our episodes at civicmedia.us/shows, as well as on Apple Pods and Spotify, anywhere you find your favorite podcast. But it's always better to listen live. You can do that via the Civic Media app for free, wherever you get your apps from. Well, we got two more ladies to get on here. Fabulous job. Kick butt singing. Definitely, if you don't know the Cranberries and Garbage, you guys got to start listening because it's
Everybody,
okay. I'm getting young person disdain here. All of the parents are. I know about that. Well, they were my bands first. Damn it! All right, next, ladies.
Oh really?
Right. We have Ember and Elia, both of the guitar players. This worked out fabulously. You guys grouped yourselves perfectly. Welcome, Pop. You need those, otherwise, and. Tell which one's Ember and which one's Elia?
My name's Ember.
Hi, Ember. Hi, Elia. Maggie, really nice to meet you. So let me, which one of you was helping with the lyrics?
I was.
You were. Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about that. What is Lore Drop about?
It's kind of about like having a situation with somebody where they didn't treat you right.
the way I kind of describe it is it's somebody really close to you, and it kind of just changes your world. It's just more of experience based. So, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to get into that, but it's just about being treated not so well by somebody and how that kind of feels.
Yeah, that's something that all of us have to figure out how to deal with, because life means someone you love and is close to you at some point will disappoint you or hurt you terribly. How did you ladies come to the guitar? Are you enjoying that instrument? Do you have desires to branch out into other instruments? Let's start with you.
I've always known that I want to play guitar. I have been for a while, so.
And you, so you came to band camp a little bit with some homework done. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
You were playing already. And how did you start playing in the first place?
It was just another hobby, something that I wanted to do. And I thought if I got really good at it, maybe I could do more with it and have more opportunities.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have some background in. Music is the international language. No matter where you go on the planet Earth, you can sit down with a band and play music together. Do you both, let's start with you, do you plan on continuing with the band that you have created, mm-hmm. Concentration 64?
Yeah, definitely. I love playing the shows with all my bandmates. Writing songs is just something that I really enjoy, and being able to do that with other people is just very happy for me.
That's amazing. When is your next show, Ember? Go ahead. When's your next show?
We don't have one planned yet, but we are looking at like local gigs to maybe try playing with starting school and stuff. Yeah. It's kind of difficult.
When you got to go to class, a little difficult to get the jamming in. Ember, Elia, so great to have you with us. We've got to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to be back on the other side with Cactus Club owner Kelsey Kaufman. We'll talk about their fundraiser. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this special episode of the Meg.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with the staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Focus on Freedom provides support and guidance for children and adults with disabilities. Here's founder Marla Kopecky-Penny talking about foundations in caregiving. How does a parent or other caregiver manage their own emotions when their child is dysregulated?
Caregiving for someone with diverse abilities comes with real emotional weight. Our course, Foundations in Caregiving, helps you understand what's happening for them and for you. This class gives you tools to help you stay regulated in the moment, build structure at home, and reconnect with your role, not as a caregiver, but as a parent. It's self-paced, on-demand, practical, and built for real life.
If you or someone you know has disabilities and are challenged finding appropriate resources and guidance, Focus on Freedom provides a wide variety of support services, such as foundations and caregiving, personalized family support planning, demystifying schools and services, one-to-one training for individuals with diverse abilities, and more. Visit FocusOnFreedom.org, empowering independence and transforming lives.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every once in a while, we do take a break from the politics. Don't worry. There'll be plenty more to rage about by tomorrow this time, and I will have it covered. We take a break from politics because we need to do that for our collective sanity. Today is one of those special days. We're here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side, celebrating women and girls in rock and roll with an organization called Girls and Ladies Rock. For the last 45 or so minutes, we've heard from a brand new band, their radio debut right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A bunch of teenagers, ladies in high school. I don't want to call them girls. They're ladies, burgeoning musicians, if you will. They are part of the group Concentration 64. They met just a few weeks ago at band camp organized by Girls Rock. They played the song Lore Drop. If you missed it, I think it's very cool. Gives me very much a Garbage or like Cranberries vibe. You can catch that by checking out this show wherever you find your favorite podcast. Now, I am very pleased and humbled to be joined by the Cactus Club owner extraordinaire, Kelsey Kaufman. Thanks so much for being here, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me here.
And I should just start with this. Thank you for letting us invade your club on a Monday. You come out, you open it up for us to be here before you typically open your doors. We were just talking a little bit before we got on air. This isn't the first time you've had a girls or ladies rock band in the house, so to speak, here at the Cactus Club. Tell us how you first got involved with the organization.
Totally. So it's an honor to have you guys here today. The whole function of the space is to be participatory, so we want to open our doors all the time to folks that can use it for fun, good things.
Yeah.
I first got involved in girls rock, I want to say, like, 13 years ago, something about, or 10 years ago, it's only been around 10 years, but
less than 15 years is the safe
okay,
metric.
Okay, so I'm still in the window
yeah,
of
you're,
safety.
You're good.
But came into it as a drum instructor because I play drums and friends of mine were involved from the beginning and have participated in various capacities since, but we've hosted a number of bands that have been graduates of Girls Rock at our block party, which is the first Saturday in October. We've hosted girls rock bands. So
very cool. Everybody mark it down. Cactus Club block party, first weekend in October. I expect us all to have a little family reunion then. That would be good fun.
Heck yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Cactus Club and what it means in the Bayview and in the Milwaukee community. It has been here for a long time. This place is beloved. It is such an open and community inclusive space. I think that's such an important thing in these moments, to be in places where you know that you've got folks that will support and lift you up. Tell us what Cactus Club means for you and for the community, Kelsey.
Totally. So Cactus Club has been a music venue in various forms since 1958. It's been called Cactus Club, but the history of the building dates back to the 1880s, which is pretty bonkers. But it's been a space for convening social gatherings, mourning, organizing, learning, growing in various forms. And so for me, Cactus Club as it presently exists is really exciting because not only do we get do concerts, but we also do film screenings, we do seed swaps, we do book club. So there's so many different sort of multimedia ways to come together. And for us, we really think it's powerful to have intergenerational spaces to do such things. We can dance together. We can learn together. We can be excited about various projects together.
Yeah, I think
one of the things, I've always lived in a city, and I deeply love leaving the city to go hang out in the country and the forest and like the beautiful Wisconsin Northwoods. But one of the things that I love so much about living in a city is being proximate to people and then being in spaces with people. And by people, I mean everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, the best parties have an 80-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Hells
or an 8-year-old, I suppose.
Hells to the, yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit. You guys just got done with a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Tell us what it was for, and if folks are interested in learning a little bit more about what you were up to, tell us where to find out more.
Absolutely. So, like I said, this building's 140 years old, and with that comes lots of beautiful history and some infrastructure that required some improvements and updates. So one of our initial goals was to get a ramp to the front door so that everyone can enter through the same front door, and universal design is just that. And we had been working on this project for about 5 years with the city and a ton of community partners. And at the last minute, we learned that the city wanted us to do a curb cut bump out. So we learned all about that, but that came with a surprise bill of about...
Bet you never knew what that was.
I'm learning so much about concrete and railings and permitting and DNS and DPW and how they work together.
The acronym
or don't.
Salad. Yep.
Yeah, it's really, it's a special thing. So with that, we had this kind of abrupt fundraiser so that we could make it all make sense. And had a boatload of folks that were really supportive, and it's been very cool. The mosaic is now up on the facade of the ramp. The curb bump out is gorgeous. Never seen a better curb in my whole life.
No, that is the best. This is the best curb ever. Wait. I'm drifting into politics. Sorry. And the mosaic, Kelsey, it's beautiful.
Stunning. I haven't
been here in a hot minute, and I was like, ooh, this looks so pretty down here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On accomplishing that. I think the idea of universal access and making sure everybody gets to come in the front door together.
And show up as their whole selves. And so that's really important. And the front stairs say another world is possible, which is this old abolitionist phrase. And I think it really embodies what we're trying to put forward, is a future that includes us all.
Yeah. Another world is possible from the one that we're in. We got to keep reminding ourselves that every day. Seems some days are a little harder than others.
Absolutely.
Before we run out of time, tell me, why the drums?
By the drums. My cool cousin played the drums, and I really looked up to them, and so that was the impetus, and so far it's been okay, because there's always a need for a drummer in this.
A good drummer. There is always a need for a good drummer. I have found that it either comes down to like a cool cousin, friend, or sibling, or a mom that makes you go to music lessons. Kelsey Kaufman, owner of the Cactus Club. If you haven't been here, please come down and check out this gem, this rock of the Bayview and Milwaukee communities, where everyone is welcome just as you are. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're going to want to stick around. We talk about music as therapy, as uplift, when we come back with a special professor on this special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Before leaving to attend a New York Yankees game, President Trump at the White House says he wants the violence to end in the country following the fatal shooting of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk, and told reporters he spoke to Kirk's wife earlier.
I did. I spoke to Erica, his wife. And we had a long talk, and she's devastated. She's absolutely devastated, as you can imagine.
Kirk was killed by a single shot, police say, from a nearby building at Utah Valley University, where Kirk was speaking yesterday. The manhunt for the suspect continues. The FBI released images of a person of interest. Authorities also sending a rifle found in the woods near the campus off for analyzation. The nation is marking 24 years since the September 11th attacks. Ceremonies held today at the crash sites in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage fell this week to its lowest level in almost a year. This is ABC News.